Good evening and welcome to the Rabbi Yosef Kalter Bitochen Message Series, sponsored by Dr. and Mrs. David and Orly Simai, Le'ilui Nishmas, Eliyahu Chaim ben Rav Chaim Yitzchok, and Oren ben Moshe, and Gittel Basorav Eliezer Manoach. It's a very basic Ramban in Parshas Shoftim, which deals in detail with the whole concept of bitochin. It goes on the posuk where the posuk says, "Ki Hashem lekechem ha'olechi mochem lehilochim lochem imoyeveichem loishia eschem." Hashem goes with us to fight our battles with our enemies to save us. And the Ramban explains that the Torah warns us first not to be afraid. When we're in a difficult situation, when we're facing enemies, the first thing is not to be afraid. And what we do, what we say, what he says specifically is, "V'yayma," and say to yourself, "Shlo yiftechu bazeh bigvurosom lachshav b'livam giborim anachlo v'anshei chayel nuchomo." The worst thing is to think, "Oh, we're strong, we're capable, we know how to fight, we're anshei chayel." Because then we're focusing our trust in absolutely the opposite direction, in the wrong direction, in the diametrically wrong direction. Rak, what should we do? Sheyoshivu libom el Hashem v'yiftechu bishu also. We should return our hearts to Hashem and trust in His Yeshua. And these words need some serious explanation. What does it mean we should return our hearts to Hashem? I think what it really means is as follows. We live in a world, a natural world. We react in this natural world with hishtadlus. We do our things. If we're fighting a battle, we fight with weapons. If we're dealing with health or sickness, we fight with medical props and doctors and appropriate medications and approaches and remedies and so forth. If we're dealing with business, we deal with the norms of business, the wisdom of business, the exchanges of business, the best business practices. That's what we do. And there's something very luring in that, that we can rely on our strength, on our wisdom, on our MBA from Harvard or whatever else it may be. And in the process of being so focused on the natural elements that face us and with which we conduct ourselves, we can literally, our heart forgets. Our heart loses the fact that really Hashem is in control of the world. The activities that we do, the hishtadlus that we do, the natural activities that we participate in, leave a void in our hearts when it comes to focusing on Hashem. So the first thing we have to do, the Ramban says, is don't be afraid. And don't rely on our own prowess in whatever the endeavor may be. And only instead, what should we do? Return your heart to Hashem. Let us realize, let us recognize, let us internalize, let us focus. With our hearts, in our hearts, not just in our minds, but with our minds, of course, and with our hearts, that it's all about Hashem. Everything that we see is a facade. All of the hishtadlus is just a mitzvah to perform. All of the weapons that we use are really not the power that can help us win. Nothing that we have and nothing that we do can really do or accomplish anything unless, of course, it's from Hashem. So the first thing is yeshivu libam el Hashem. The next thing is yivtechu bishu also. Trust in His salvation. And here I think there's a very interesting point. David HaMelech said, I trusted in your kindness, in your chesed, and therefore that led me to feel this inner feeling of happiness that the Yeshua is going to come. We don't trust that the Yeshua will come. That's not where the trust begins. I don't know if the Yeshua will come. I trust that Hashem gives Yeshua. I trust that Hashem does chesed. I trust that Hashem is all about chesed and rachamim and Yeshua. That's His thing. That's what He does. And therefore, I trust, be assured, so I trust in his saving. He saves. I don't know about this situation yet. I just know he saves. And then he continues, V'yachshavu, and think, ki loy b'gvuras hasus yechbos, v'loy v'sheki o ish nyutze. Hashem doesn't want, doesn't desire the power of the horses to help him, and not the efforts of man. That's not what it's about. Ki roitze Hashem es yireov es yachalim l'chasloi. Hashem wants to help, wants to benefit, wants to save those who fear him, those who hope to his chesed. And it seems that this is a process with numerous steps. The first step is, don't be afraid. Look at the situation. Shouldn't be afraid, but make sure not to rely on your own prowess, on your own weapons, on your own wisdom, on your own actions, on your own capabilities. Put Hashem back into your heart. Don't be fooled by everything that surrounds us that seems to be so powerful and so capable and so meaningful and so ready to help us. And then, v'yiftechu b'shuoso. And that means think. I trust Hashem that he's the Mashiach. I trust that Hashem saves. Hashem saves people. That's his thing. That's what he does. That's in consonance with his Olam Chesed Yiboneh. That's in consonance with his Rachamim, with his Midas HaRachamim. That's what he does. That's his thing. That's how he created the world. That's what he continues to do in every way, in every dimension, with all of his Hashgach HaPratis. And because of that, I can now readdress. Hey, the one, I trust Hashem's Yeshua. Do you think he needs the horses? Do you think he needs my power? Do you think he needs my efforts? Do you think he needs my wisdom? No. There's one thing that he wants and he desires. Es yireov, my yirashamayim, my allegiance to him, and the meyachalim l'chasdoi, the fact that I await his kindness. And when I await his kindness, based on this negation of all the other powers, based on this allowing to substitute for that false lure of all the surrounding efforts and powers, my connection to Hashem, that it's really all about him, and that he is the one who is constantly saving. And now I say, does he need any help to save? Does he need any assistance? Does he need my horses? Does he need my power? Does he need my MBA? Does he need my wisdom? No, what he needs, what he wants, what will allow that I become deserving of his chesed is this Yirei Hashem and this Miyachalim L'chasdei, when I await his chesed. And awaiting that chesed, after I have negated the powers that fool me into thinking that they really have capability, and after I allow him to, in my heart, be recognized as the source and the power behind everything, and it's really all about him, then I turn to him that he is the one who saves, and then I can realize that he needs no help from me. He saves by himself, and all I have to do is strengthen myself and my connection with him, strengthen my ability to hope and not to give up hope in him and to trust him, and everything else will fall into place. In the world which we live, which is so sophisticated, which allows so much human power, which fools us into think that we are so capable and so powerful, modern invention, modern scientific advancements, the endless, seemingly endless accomplishment, achievements, inventions, capabilities of man, can be very, very misleading in terms of where it's really at. I had an incident where we hired a lawyer for something. Ooh, we have a lawyer. And every positive force that we bring to play on the issues of life is an opportunity to lose it and to substitute for Hashem's presence in our hearts and the awareness that he controls and orchestrates and conducts and supervises and assures and guarantees and delivers and performs everything. We can tend to think that there are other factors involved. And it's extremely important to negate all of those factors and just to allow our hearts to focus on Hashem, to recognize that he takes care of all problems, to realize that he doesn't need our help, and then to put our trust in him. It's a beautiful mashal from the Chofetz Chaim, I believe it is, about someone riding on a train, and the train wasn't going fast enough for this man. He had a destination that he had to achieve. So he goes up to the front of the car, and he starts pushing against the wall. That's what we do. Hashem is conducting this world and conducting all of the efforts. And when we help him, we're really doing nothing. We can't do anything. Or another moshel, like the man who is in a carriage, you know, horse-drawn carriage, and he has a box, a heavy package, and he keeps it on his lap. And he says he doesn't want to add extra weight for the horses to schlep. He's in the carriage with the box on his lap. He doesn't want to put it down on the seat or on the floor because he doesn't want to put extra weight on the carriage. This is what really life is all about. Yes, we are obligated in Hishtadlus. We are not on a level to be able to conduct our affairs without Hishtadlus. And we must do proper Hishtadlus. And we must do serious Hishtadlus. And we must know what we're doing in the Hishtadlus. And we must plan and orchestrate and organize. But at the very same time, not to be fooled, not to be lured into thinking that this is where it's at. It's not the lawyer, and it's not the doctor, and it's not the procedure, and it's not the operation, and it's not the medication, and it's not the MBA, and it's not the business acumen, and it's only Ach V'Rak HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And in Parnosa, we see it so clearly. We say every day, Paiseches Yodecho, Umasbia Lechol Chayot. So you, Hashem, open your hand, and you personally satiate every living creature according to his desire. You deliver for them. You take care of them. You do it yourself, Paiseches Yodecho. You, not even through a Shliach, Chazal tell us. You sign the checks. You close the deals. You make it all happen. You are the Reifei Cholim. You are the Mevorei Hashonim. You are the one. You are the Goel Goel Yisroel. You are the Shemei Atfilo. And that realization is critical to be constantly focused on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it's that negation of the natural or circumstantial or power or efforts that we have and the allowing of the realization of Hashem to enter our hearts, that's what allows us to be able to find the ability to put our trust in him. And as we know, one who puts his trust in Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't let him down. HaBriteach B'Hashem, the Meiri says, Ein Teicheles Shaloi Nichzabo. One who puts his trust in Hashem, that hope that he has will never be disappointed.